Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to Slumber Party Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you gave it a 5-star review and commented something about what you liked about the pod. It really helps me get the word out about the podcast and helps it show up in more algorithms on iTunes and Spotify. Also, if you want to hear bonus interviews from any of these guests, head on over to my Patreon. We've got bonus interviews with Jessica Voss, Meatball, Andrew Keenan Bolger, and many, many more. And if you already are signed up for my Patreon, thank you so much. We've got some very exciting stuff heading your way. I'm going to start releasing extra full episodes with my gay boyfriend, Michael Bullard, and some very special guests, including, quite possibly, my mom. I'm trying to twist her arm to do it, and she's not quite certain if she wants to yet. My best friend, Emmy, who's a nurse in St. Louis, a woman of the people. She's got the absolute perspective of middle America, what it's like to be a mom, and watch Hallmark movies, 90 Day Fiancé, that insane Christmas movie that just came out with Dolly Parton. We're going to talk about all of it, maybe even The Undoing. We're going to discuss what we're watching in quarantine and let you know what's worth your time to watch and what maybe you should skip. So head on over to my Patreon if you want those bonus episodes. Enjoy today's episode of Slumber Party.
He used to want the bed, but now he doesn't. So let's have a slumber party.
Oh. We are live. Pew, 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 pew. Oh boy, do we have a very special episode for you today. You guys thought it couldn't get any more wicked in this house, but
okay,
here we are. I have an LA drag legend on the podcast, contestant on Dragula season 1, co-host of Sloppy Seconds Pod. Ever heard of it? Of which I was recently a guest. Thank you so much. And
such a good guest,
the most fun I've ever had. And of course, a wicked expert. Please welcome to the stage, Meatball.
Hello. No, I will not call myself an expert, but thank you. I think I just know I've seen it maybe twice, so I'm not an expert.
That twice, honey. All you have to do is love it to be an expert. You don't even you don't even have to have seen it.
Yeah, you just gotta love it and watch a lot of YouTube.
A lot of YouTube, but the most accessible. Wait, when you saw it twice? What were the two times?
Once I saw it in Houston at the Hobby Center, which was like a touring one. And then I saw it once in New York. And I think I fell asleep in the second act.
Oh!
shouldn't have said that.
She said, Sentimental Man is a boring song. And I'm not. Wait, that might be act one. See, here am I fucking up my expertise.
I just know the second act, it has a lull. It has a lull when we spend a lot of time with Glinda, and I'm not okay with it.
Can I tell you how many people have reached out being like, you got to interview Glinda's? And I'm like, who cares about Glinda?
Honestly, that would be a good idea. There are a lot of Glindas. I just don't think anyone ever, I mean, if you're a Glinda, I'm sorry, but like, I think that the Glinda role is pretty cut and dry for what it is. There's not, you can't really do a lot within it. You got to do that one thing. But Elphaba, oh, baby, you can have emotions. You can have feelings. You can riff.
You can fly. You can fly. You can fly.
You get to fly. But, and I, you know what? I feel like they gave Glinda that little bubble at the beginning just as like, you get to be up in the sky too. Calm down, sis.
Because it was Kristen Chenoweth. And you know that she was like, excuse me. She gets to fly.
I would like to also fly and then later drop a light on my head, please.
Thank you so much.
Was that play?
Is that what happened? Did she get a light dropped on her head?
She got a light dropped on her head somewhere.
Chenoweth. She needs to be careful. She's already a very tiny gal.
She's so small. Where were we? Glinda. No.
Glinda's. Okay, I have a lot to say about Glinda's, actually, and I've never talked about it on the pod before, but I recently tweeted out the one thing that the Republicans have in common with Glinda's after Kristen Chenoweth, taking liberties. Because, honey, sometimes it's like, what are you girls doing? Sometimes it's amazing, but then a lot of times it's like, you can't play Glinda like she's Elle Woods.
Yeah, you can't really go. A lot of the time, I think that they just get bored of having to like play one note the whole time. So if they can like throw in a little zhuzh here or there, they'll take it.
I think you're right. And I think there's something about like when you get a comedy role in musical theater, I think a lot of times some people like to mug.
And I'm sorry. You can mug all you want. You can be funny. You can be silly. But when I'm going to see Wicked, honey, it better be somewhat similar to the movie Wizard of Oz.
Yes! I mean, it is the same character. You gotta be the same lady, the same bubble lady. Now, speaking of funny tweets, because that tweet was great, but someone else posted a video of Matthew Morrison getting his makeup done for the Grinch, and they said, Michelle will be so jealous that she will never be painted green.
Ah!
Or something along the lines that she will never get to be green. And I died.
That is a gag. One of my favorite Lea Michele reads was from Entertainment Weekly herself. In like, this was like 8 years ago, but that funny girl was going to come to Broadway, and it was going to come with that girl from 6 Feet Under. Lauren Ambrose. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just started watching that.
I have not.
I don't think that that's the right.
I think that's what a lot of people were feeling.
Yeah. But I also don't think that Lea Michele is the right one either. Because didn't even Babs herself, Miss Barbs, didn't she say that she was not a fan of Lea Michele?
Is that true?
I think she tweeted something where she was like, I just don't see it for me. Like, she just doesn't like her.
I just don't see it for me. Babs going out of her way.
Coming out of the basement store to tweet, just like, I don't like her.
I'm not a fan. Glee season 3, episode 2, sucked my ass. Send.
That was conjecture. I don't know if that's true.
I really hope that that's true, because that is really, really good. And I love the idea of Babs being like, she's not the one.
She's not it.
Sometimes these divas, they like to let loose. They like to just say what they're thinking. And mm-hmm. Patti LuPone on, you've been watching Patti LuPone on Watch What Happens Live clips?
No. What is she doing?
She will go all the way off. She called Madonna a movie killer. After Evita, she goes, no, she's horrible. She's a movie killer.
Well, also, I watched a video of literally someone comparing Patti LuPone's to Madonna's, and they were like, why are you down there so low, sis? Madonna, bring it up. What are you doing?
Why are you down there?
What? Bring it up here, Miss Ma'am. Is she a movie killer? She was in that movie about the lady baseball players, and that was a great movie.
And she was good in it.
Yes.
She's great in that movie. But Patty's not wrong. The Evita movie was stunk.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to make a musical movie good. It's just hard, which is why I think that they went with Cats instead of Wicked. Because that was the tea. That it was supposed to be Wicked, and they had been planning on it, and like whatever had been owning the rights for it. And then they were like, we'll go with Cats. We're just going to do Cats because it's easier.
That is such a gag. Because I had always heard that they weren't doing the Wicked movie. Because it's...
Until Lea Michele, because she was too old, and they had to find another one. I'm just kidding.
They had to get rid of Lea Michele. Oh, to go back to earlier, the Entertainment Weekly thing I saw was like, when they decided Lauren Ambrose wasn't doing, they were canceling that funny girl. It was like Barbara Streisand and Lea Michele hand each other like $300 in an alley and say, we did it. But now with this new tea, it's like, oh, I guess Babs doesn't want her doing all that.
Could be true, could be a lie. We'll never know because I said it.
I hope. I'm just going to decide that it's true. And if anyone has facts to the contrary, I don't want to know. I want to fully believe that that is true. Okay, Jesse Drew asks, what's your favorite Elphaba riff? Okay. That's a really good question. That's never been asked.
Because we went over this on the pod. And I think my favorite is Shoshana Bean.
Yeah.
I think just number one, top down talent, Shoshana Bean. But someone was telling me to look up someone else named,
Alice Fern.
No. Give me another one. hold on. I can look at it.
Eden Espinosa.
Eden Espinosa. Yes, because of Brooklyn. Yes. I've heard that hers is like, and it was pretty good. But there's just something about, I like the way Shoshana Bean, like, you feel her feelings. It's not like, I need to hit this technically. It's like, this happened because I feel this way.
That is exactly right. And Miss Shoshana just, she lives in that score. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that voice just is... It's so effortless, that singing. Yes. For her. And she just can, like, really fucking...
She can wail. She can, like, just do it. Something that Idina Menzel will never be able to do. Speaking of movie musicals that were dead, Rent.
Okay, Meatball, I took my straight brother to see Rent at a movie theater on Thanksgiving in Long Island. And so many times during the movie, he would turn to me and go, "What is happening? I will never forgive you for this."
I took my mom on like a Christmas movie date. And the whole time she was like, "You just want to watch movies about people singing about AIDS?" Like, she had no idea what was happening. It was so bad. Also, I wasn't aware of the fact that they were all supposed to be like in their 20s. I thought it was a movie about like middle-aged people dealing with their AIDS.
Why don't you all have enough money to sublet?
Yeah,
you're 42.
You should have had a job, right? You can't be singing in the Life Cafe.
You're still squatting and going to non-equity theater auditions? Get a job, Mark.
Quit starting fires in a trash can in your home. What is wrong with you, Mark?
Mark, you need a 401k. You don't need to try to make documentary films about homeless people. Get a business degree.
Mark, when she's saying light my candle, she's talking about crack.
That is so true. That movie, it's really insane that that musical works, because on paper, it is a pop rock musical about AIDS.
Yeah.
And yet,
and I don't get it.
Are you not on the train? Are you not on the Rent train?
No, I am a big fan of the music from it. I've only ever seen it as the movie. I haven't seen it live. So I'm missing the condom song.
Oh. It is. Meatball. When the world reopens.
Oh, wait, I guess I did see it live once when Valentina was in it.
And that
remember
wasn't even
when
live.
It was an ABC musical or whatever it was.
That was truly one of the most insane. Some of these live musicals are truly like, it feels like you're having an outer body experience watching it. You're like, what's going on?
I have to clear my brain of them. Rent? No, wait. They did Rent and
Peter Pan
Grease.
Live.
And
Grease.
The Peter Pan Live with what's her name? Nepotism.com. Oh! What is her name? What was she doing as Peter Pan? I need a tiny musical theater female lead as Peter Pan. I don't want her, a non-singer, doing her best from Girls.
You better go all the way off.
Mm-mm. Lena Dunham may have been your best friend, but I don't.
I'm not here for it. It was Peter Pan dead, mama, not Peter Pan live. I don't believe. I won't clap. Clap if you believe. Clap if you believe.
I don't believe.
It was a no for me. It was a no
for
me.
It's a no for me. Wait, what other live musicals have they
There
done?
Was The Wiz. That was kind of good, I thought.
The Wiz was pretty good.
Queen Latifah really, really does it for me every time.
Oh my God. And she did it for me in Chicago too.
Oh! Talking about movie musicals.
That one was actually incredible, but it was because they like made it more of... Well, I guess Rent tried to make it a movie too, but they really made that like a musical spectacle on screen.
Chicago had a vision for the for the movie version of it. Rent, they really tried it, but Chicago was like, I mean, that director clearly was sitting there thinking like, okay, when this hoe is in her jail cell, she's going to hear the water drip and it's going to be drip, pop, drip, squish, drip, Cicero. And then the water is going to make her think that she's imagining this. Everything was in her imagination playing out of this like fantasy of what a superstar is. And that's why it was fucking brilliant. It worked so well.
But in Rent, there was none of that. No. Oh, she was climbing up the wall. Oh no. Rosaria Dawson. I just forgot that they let her sing.
Mm-hmm. Which actually, I'm not really mad at the Rosaria Dawson in that movie. I loved After Yuma Vega, but Rosaria Dawson's Out Tonight. I'm not going to lie, Meatball. I listened to it. I listened to it on the regular.
Oh, I see. Now I'm a Daphne girl. I need that smoker's lung giving me those notes.
I do live for that. But the arrangement of the in the movie is it's like got more like drums and electric guitar. It's like, and it makes me want to just like.
I will say the music from the movie is better. Like if it was an album, I would have bought the album.
Yeah, but the live musical was really, really lit, and the movie sort of lost some of the magic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're getting more questions from the live. I have many questions for you, but
So, we just went on a tangent.
Dan said, whose wig has meatball shat in or plans to shit in?
That's Wait, Leah, I'm going to shit in someone's wig?
As a Leah Michelle.
Oh, because Leah Michelle, because on set, they really... I could name a few queens of wigs I'd like to shit in. Did you hear that recent story about... No, I shouldn't tell it. Well, I will. Naomi Smalls, you know how she wears those middle part wigs that are like long and straight? Well, apparently backstage at one of the shows, some girl was like, can I borrow one of those wigs? And she was like, yeah. And she took it, scruffed it up and made it a puff and stuck it under her wig to make her wig bigger and then gave it back to Naomi at the end of the night. And Naomi was like, thanks. And it was Ginger Minge. Can you believe? Oh, ah, that's drama. Okay, now
that is drama. That is,
you know, what I will say is that I wish the wigotry in Wicked was better. Now they've had so long to do it, like, can we get some like bigger hair, or are they supposed to just stick to the same costumes every single time?
I think once a show is frozen on Broadway, it stays like that forever. Which is so whack because times change. So, like, we want cooler hair.
Times change. Riff change.
Riff key change. Somebody in the comments said Brandi Siobhan Massey, and they're absolutely right. Have you heard this?
Yes.
It is. There's only been, like, three or four black women to play Elphaba, and I don't think any of them played her permanently. They were standbys. Mm-hmm. And Brandi is one of them. And oh my God, the gravitas of this. She defies. She truly defies
the gravity mama.
The gravity mama. And she is riffing. She is like feeling this moment.
Hers is the one that's a riff that hits more keys in it. I think if you do the video where they count how many note changes are in it,
hers
is like the second most. It's insane.
That is really crazy. Hers is really great. If you're out there watching this and you've not looked up Alice Fearn, you truly must. Meatball, she's this like little blonde British woman who did it just in like the last couple of years, and her riffs are crazy.
Oh my God, I want to see.
She ended The Wizard and I one time in a way that was so nuts. She was like, the wizard and I. It's like,
oh, I remember that one. You know what I'm talking about? But who's the one that does the ooh-ah in the middle of The Wizard and I?
That's Carmen Cusack.
You know, what are we, is she related to the Cusack family?
She's not. I don't think.
But is she a John or Joan?
No. She's got a cool story. She was like a real hustler, like just doing it and doing it and doing it, trying to get on Broadway for a long time. And then her Broadway debut, she did like Elphaba on tour and never made it to Broadway. Her Broadway debut, she got from a video self-tape submission. She was living in LA. She video self-taped to Steve Martin for his Bright Star musical. And they made her the lead, like the showcase lead of the show. And she got to like debut on Broadway in Bright Star as the star. Yeah.
Well, good for her.
And she's lit, but I don't like that choice at all.
Wait, do you follow Let's Hear It for the Choice on Instagram?
Yes.
That is the best Instagram to follow.
It is so, so good. They are so, so funny. And I was actually messaging with them recently. Oh, my best friend who's lives in St. Louis. Hi, Emmy. She says, can you please talk about the tragedy that was the Les Mis movie?
Oh, my God. That was peak hating Anne Hathaway, wasn't it?
It was.
That was when we all decided that she was the worst human being we've ever met.
She said, it came true.
Oh, yeah, she's the worst.
And
she shaved her head.
Oh, and that was like,
live.
It was, I've never made it through that movie. I've tried four different times.
I had to see it in the theaters. I had to sit through it. I got up to pee twice. I do remember that. What I will say about that movie is, why are you going to do one of, like, arguably the greatest musicals ever and not have one goddamn singer in it? Like, why would you just pick all these actors that can kind of sing? Eddie Redmayne? I don't need to see it. Anne Hathaway? No, thank you. Princess Diaries. That's where she peed.
That was it. That was it. She's so good in Princess Diaries, and she's so good in Devil Wears Prada, and she's so bad in many other things.
She was bad as Catwoman. She was bad as what's her name?
The Catwoman.
And then Amanda Seyfried. I don't think she's a singer. I'm sorry. I'll say it.
Let me check.
She's not a musical theater singer. Call her. Let her know.
No, Amanda. I just did 411. Hi, is Amanda Seyfried a singer? No. We know.
Oh,
now
confirmed.
We know. It's been confirmed. It's been confirmed. That, like, it's a no for me.
It's a no. Well, here's another thing. Would you be mad if in some of these movie musicals they were using the person for star power but had a better singer like the old Disney movies?
No, do it, I say. I say do it. Like West Side Story did a bit of that. That's Chita Rivera's voice, Mama, on Rita Moreno.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Some of those old movies, other than all the Julie Andrews ones where she was like, yeah, I'm the best you're going to find.
I will be singing live.
A lot of the other ones, some of the people in that old West Side Story movie are the actors singing, and like Natalie Wood is not singing. It's like a different soprano.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they should do. That's like...
that, or just pay like a real Broadway actor who like... you're selling the movie because the movie is the musical. Like, people want to see that musical with the best voices for that musical. I don't want to see a bunch of stars in that musical. Like, I don't need to hear Meryl Streep, her way through another song. Because that's what she sounds like to me.
I thought she was good and Into the Woods. You're not into it?
Into the Woods was good as The Witch, but not Mamma Mia when she's got to hit some notes.
I think Meryl is one of the exceptions, I'll be honest. I thought she was good in Mamma Mia. Amanda Seyfried, it's a no for me. But Meryl, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Christine Baranski, have you seen this insane Dolly Parton movie musical on Netflix?
Not yet! Not yet. All I know is that she ends up as an angel, like floating in a church at the end.
She starts off as a homeless woman, and she's literally like, she's like wrapped like all like in a hood, but like, you know, full gorgeous Dolly Botox. Like, she does not in any way, shape, or form look like she's homeless, but she's like a penny for the poor. It's just, it's full the opening of Beauty and the Beast. It's so insane. Christine Baranski shows full frontal in it. She shows her breasts and vagina.
No, she doesn't. Oh my God. I was like, Dolly wouldn't allow. What are you
not? Can you imagine? I was like, that's the only thing that would make this crazier is if Christine Baranski just does like a full frontal scene for no reason. Because it's nuts. The whole thing is nuts.
It doesn't follow any storyline. It's just like, we're here to sing Christmas music.
Exactly. It sort of follows the storyline. Christine Baranski basically comes out, and one of the first lines of the movie is like, her name's Regina, because she's a mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Regina, I haven't seen you since the last 6 months when your father's funeral happened. It's like,
oh God.
Everything is like completely.
Well, what was that church movie that she did?
Joyful Noise?
Joyful Noise. Now, I'll tell you a story about that movie. I went on a terrible date where I said, let's go see that movie as a joke. And then the guy bought tickets and we were forced to go. It was a first date. We go and watch that movie, and halfway through it, can I talk about Second Dick?
Yes.
He tries to go down on me in this movie theater while the good Lord Dolly Parton is on screen. And what? I was not into him at all. We had just gone out for sushi beforehand, and he was like, I love sushi. And we got there, and he didn't order a single piece of sushi and like just bought like fried things because he didn't love sushi. He was just lying. And then he bought the tickets to this movie and then tried to blow me with fried fish breath. No, thank you.
No, thank you. I don't want that hot wasabi on my ween. On my hole.
Wait, what other movie musicals have we seen that exist? I'm trying to... Cats. Did you enjoy Cats?
Okay, I was stoned out of my mind, and it was one of my favorite movie-going experiences I've ever had.
It was incredible. Now, did you see... which version of it did you see? The one where they remastered it and put it back in theaters?
I saw that when it first came in the theaters.
Yes. Okay, good, good, good. So you saw the one where they're dancing when the cat is tap dancing on the rails and the water in the background isn't moving. Mm-hmm. And it's just a still shot. It's just like a picture in the background and it's green screen. And I was like, what are we doing? This movie was worth millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. That is Dame Judi Dench scratching her little cat puss with her leg in there.
Oh my God, when she did that. What is up with that movie? Jennifer Holliday, or Hudson, sorry, because you know I love a Dreamgirls moment. Duh. Now that is a movie musical that was good.
That is good.
Even though Beyonce said, I'm going to write my own song and I'm going to force you to put it in this movie.
And I'm barely going to make any acting choices, but damn it, do I sing well.
Her acting choices were literally just like, I'm sad.
And Jennifer Hudson's were just like, I'm angry. And then Anika Noni Rose is like over there walking away with the film.
Yeah, she's also, did you know she's like the oldest one in that cast? She's like, I don't want to talk about her age, but she's like in her 50s, I think, or like late 40s.
I've seen that bitch.
She's just like unproblematic and amazing.
Unbelievable. Remember when they sang in the Oscars?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put a pin in that. We're going to come back to on the Oscars. Let's talk more movie musicals. And let's talk Wicked, the movie. Who do you want to see in it?
I was against it at first, but now I'm all for Ariana Grande. Like, I don't care. I would love to see her. She would not be a good, but as a Glinda. Not as a Elphaba.
As a Glinda.
Don't you think that would be a better choice for her career-wise? Yes.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, and then Brandy as Elphaba. No, I'm just kidding. But no, wouldn't like a Skye Jackson, if she could sing, or like somebody like that, be way better for the role?
Wait, but do you know that I'm obsessed with Brandy?
Oh, no, I wasn't aware. Moesha. Mo to the.
E to the. I saw Brandy in Chicago on Broadway, and I'm not even kidding. It was one of the top 10 things I've ever seen in my life. I went kind of as a joke, thinking like, this is going to be a little bit cheesy. She was so good.
Really?
Like, unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She really commits to a role. Remember Cinderella? That was a movie musical done well.
I just rewatched it. It holds up way even more than you think. It is, like, it's unbelievably good. She's great in that movie.
And Whitney and her?
Oh.
Impossible. And then that video of the two of them singing that. And she's like, what are you doing down here?
Why are you down there?
She said the same thing to Madonna about Evita. She was like, why are you down there?
Brandy literally comes in there and goes, impossible. Impossible. Whitney is not Whitney's having
like,
it.
No, it's up here. Impossible. She's like giving her the no.
That video is so, so good.
You have to watch that.
Oh my God. And that movie is so good. Bernadette Peters is the stepmom in that movie.
Oh my God.
And she is.
Wait, but who would be a good Elphaba? Sorry. I'm like jumping around.
No, yeah. Well, for years they were saying Nicole Scherzinger. For years they were saying that.
You know, I think the time has come and gone for her.
Tighten up the buttons, babe. Don't loosen them up. Tighten up the buttons, babe.
Yeah, I mean, she tried Pussycat Dolls. That didn't go well for her. She went over and became Andrew Lloyd Webber's best friend.
Now
and,
enemy.
Did fit. Oh, are they?
Oh, this tea? She becomes Andrew Lloyd Webber's best friend. She's loving it in London. She says on RuPaul's podcast that the people in England are just so, in the UK, they're so good to me there. I just love it there. She does Cats. They bring Cats to Broadway. And she last minute pulls out of Cats. And he says in the press release about it, well, I guess she wants to give up her chance at ever winning a Tony. And I don't.
Well, that's the tea, Ma. If you got the gravy train going, why would you bite the hand that feeds? Why would you pull out of it? Maybe she's just scared because she knows American audiences do not like her.
And do you know why that is?
Because she was rude to the other girls in the Pussycat Dolls. Because they were all like, she's the bitch.
I have heard that. But then also, I could be making this up, but I thought she had like a Jenna Maroney moment. Like a 30 Rock moment. You know, did you watch 30 Rock?
I love 30 Rock. You know, but wait, what moment?
When Jenna Maroney's on that Kids Got Talent show and she's like, go jump back up your mother, Libby.
Oh my
I God. Think Nicole Scherzinger said something mean to a kid on like a, I could be making that up. But I think she said something mean to a kid on like a reality
X Factor. Because she was a judge on a bunch of like those X Factor shows over there. I could see her doing that and then everyone turning on her.
Everyone turned it. I think I heard that on a podcast once that she did it in like an American show as a guest judge and then people were mad. So she fled to the UK. That bitch is crazy talented.
She's nuts.
She's also
but
crazy.
Also talented.
Yeah.
No, she's incredibly talented. She can sing, act, dance. So she can good. Do it all. But yeah. She also it seems like one of those actresses where it's like, I know that you can do all that stuff, but the light in your eyes when you're on stage isn't there. Mm. So I'm not like drawn to you. Because I know that you know that you're slaying. And I want to be surprised by you slaying.
Which is why I have to always give credit to my girl Idina Menzel. Because that is what it's
she's
like.
She's always surprised
her.
When she hits the right note. She always is.
You see it in her eyes. She's like, when it's happening, she's like, I'm doing it. And that's
I
that.
Got it.
That's that fucking Elphaba.
She's the only one who had the right arm tension for that. You know what I mean?
I agree. And she's the only one who does this line right. No wizard that there is or was. She's the only one. Every time when a girl tries to sing that line, I'm like, okay.
You talk that line. But I think that they're just trying to get their voices prepared for what they know is going to be the audible slayage. I would like a compilation of people failing the riff.
Oh, I would love that. I really
or just trying their hardest and like going flat or their voice cracking.
I'm really gonna need that in my life. I've seen many drag queens do the very unfortunate Idina when Idina was in London and she like her voice gives out in the middle of the song. Have you heard this?
No, oh, I don't think I have.
Meatball. The end of the song is literally like. Bring me down. Her voice like goes like it's like not there anymore in the middle of the song, and she just options everything down. And it's so
well,
sad.
You know, let's hear it for her. She let's hear it did for the choice. What she had to do. She wait. You know what musical I was getting back into? Monty Python. When what's her name? Christina or something was the diva, the
Sarah Ramirez.
And in the 2005 Tonys or something, she sang the Find Your Grail song. Now, if you're into musical theater, go watch that performance because she slays for a lady from Grey's Anatomy.
She really, really does. She literally said, I will take a Tony Award for belting my ass off and I will never return to the stage. I will.
And she hasn't. She has. Good for her.
She could have been an Elphaba.
She would be a very good elf. Well, who would your Elphabas be if there was a movie? Back to that question.
Oh my God, I asked you that question without having an answer for myself because it's really tough. It seems pretty set in stone that it's gonna be Ariana from what people are saying.
Yeah,
I love Miss Ariana Grande. Obviously, she's an incredible sing, but she's not it for me.
She doesn't have the range.
She doesn't have the range. She's not. Also, she's like too. She's not Elphaba Act One.
No, that's the thing. She'll never have that.
She fits in. I need a girl who doesn't fit in.
Who's a girl in Hollywood that everyone hates? Anne Hathaway.
No, I can't have it be
What if
Anne
they
Hathaway.
Gave it to like Jennifer Lawrence or something? And they're like, you're the right age.
I would burn down my own apartment with me inside it.
But you know it's going to be something. Well, no, it'll be Ariana. But who will Glinda be? There's nobody.
I would like to maybe see Dove Cameron. Do you know this young lady?
No.
Okay, she was on like the Hairspray Live that they did. Oh, there's another live musical.
That one was bad. Who was Sandy in that one? I know not Demi Lovato, her the one that she hates, Selena Go. No, who was the one that she hates was in that one?
Ariana Grande was in it. She was Penny.
Definitely not Sandy. Oh yeah, she was a bad Penny.
Oh, you're talking
I just
about Grease.
Listened to that.
You're talking about Grease. Sandy. Oh, wait, Sandy was Juliana Huff.
Wait, what were you? Oh yeah, she's terrible. What were you talking
Hairspray.
About? Hairspray. Oh, those are two different movies. Plays. Those are definitely two.
But similar.
You're right. She was a bad Penny.
She's not. I love her voice. It's obviously amazing, but. She's not an Elphaba. Wait, what about Demi? What about Demi?
Demi could do it.
Demi could do it.
Definitely hit the note.
She
Demi
could definitely
well. I would say she's a little too old for the role, but I'd like to see her have it. I'd like to see her at it.
I think I'm team Demi. You know, Adinas is saying in interviews, don't give it to, she's like, I love Ariana Grande. Don't give it to Ariana. Put, do that age makeup thing like they did in The Irishman to me and Kristen and have us do it.
No, she's not.
She's saying that.
This is a lie that you're telling me to get me to react.
I swear. I haven't seen this interview.
This would be the second time that she was like, let me at him. Let me try it. It's like, Rent, you're supposed to be 20 and you're clearly 40. Now you're, 45 and you want to do whatever? No, ma'am. It's got to be someone at least 18 to 25. That's what I
Yeah, like she's to supposed see. To be a freshman in college. Yeah. So it's got to be, yeah. She's straight up, she's like, I want to do it. I'm like, power to you. You better fight for it. And I do, I mean, it is on record, I do absolutely die for Adina as Elphaba. But I don't know.
She could do the concert circuit. I don't need to see her on a stage again doing it. Yeah. What if it was, do you know Allie and AJ? They're also old, but that would be funny if they were sisters doing it.
Wait, no, I don't know them.
You don't know Allie and AJ from from Disney days?
I might be a little
this
older.
This is my potential. Oh no.
No, I've got a couple. I have some years on you.
My age is showing. Oh no, I think I might be older than you. Are there any questions?
Someone said Nikki Blonsky's Sydney Asher. Thank you, Sydney. Said Nikki Blonsky's hairspray. You remember that? The movie.
That one was bad too. But I will say Michelle Pfeiffer gave me everything I needed for a non-singer. And I was just looking up what happened to Amanda Bynes last night. There's new pictures of her that came out yesterday. And she seems like she's back on the right track, baby.
Oh, that makes me really happy. I love Miss Bynes.
I do too. She was the one that I thought was going to be the Meryl Streep of our generation.
She's a true star. I mean,
she truly is.
When all that stuff she was doing, even as a young kid, was like, oh, this bitch has it. She's got the timing. She was just truly effortlessly funny.
Mm-hmm. And she just had the energy, and you could tell that she had the work ethic that other people didn't have. She had the Amanda Bynes show, and then she was doing spinoffs with other stuff. Good for her.
Good for her is right. You know who I fear we're going to get as Elphaba?
No.
Anna Kendrick. I know.
I don't have the time. And I didn't like those karaoke movies. What was it? The acapella movies. The acapella ones. I was what is this?
I loved the first one. And then I actually just watched the third one recently. And I was like,
There's a third?
Not only is there a third one, Meatball, it's the third one. It goes from being a movie about girls trying to win a cappella. The third one goes full Mission Impossible. Rebel Wilson, I swear to God, the movie opens with Rebel Wilson and Anna Kendrick jumping off of a barge as it explodes behind them into the water.
What is happening?
I swear to God.
Hollywood has lost its mind.
I swear to God. It's all about Rebel Wilson's mafia dad, estranged dad who she's never met or something.
You know what they thought? They thought Rebel Wilson is very popular everywhere right now. Let's figure out how to make this franchise about her and not about group singing. Because they could have, you know what I would have been fine with? If they would have gone the Bring It On route with those. And just started bringing in new casts and being it's the same story, but now we're going East Coast. It's the same story, we're going West Coast. It's the same story, it's in Mississippi. That's fine by me.
Yeah, put it straight to DVD, get Hayden Panettiere on there, and we're good to go. Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else could do it, but I honestly don't know.
Oh, who was the girl that was in the Heathers musical?
Barrett Chandler? Wilbur Weed.
Barrett, yes, her. That would be a good one. She doesn't have quite the vocal range, but I think she'd be great. She's got the attitude.
She's the girl that played the Winona Ryder part, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, Barrett. She is everything. And she has a video somewhere on Bravo.com where she sings Defying Gravity. And the last note is, it's lit. It's oh, damn, bitch. And I saw her in Heathers twice, and I was like, this young lady is really...
Now, is she the reason that Heathers fell apart?
No, Heathers fell apart because Here's the problem with Heathers. One of my favorite things I've ever seen in my life. It was so funny. The music is fucking lit. But think about it. Who is going to pay tickets to go see that show? It's not Legally Blonde because it's not pop bubblegum fun. These kids are murdering mm-hmm. each other. So you can't really get 13-year-old girls coming into this theater. And yeah. it's not targeted toward anyone older than 40, which is the people that make shows, Broadway shows, sustainable because they're really expensive and their kids aren't little.
That's tea.
There's no way. It was a post-Columbine musical about shooting kids in school. It was so fucking good, but there was never going to find an audience for that show. I don't think.
Well, speaking about finding audiences, when are we going to find a new audience for Laura Bell Bundy?
Giddy on up and giddy on out to go see Laura Bell
Bundy. I need her in my life. What is going on? Where has she been? She released a country album and now she's gone.
That music video. I recently re-listened to that and watched that music video.
I did too. It's so wild. And it was, here's the problem. It wasn't bad. No. It wasn't bad.
Here's the problem. It wasn't bad.
I had no reason to hate it. It was so good. I want more.
I love her, but have you seen the video of her singing in a mall?
In a mall?
She's singing that really hard, unnecessarily hard song at the end of Act 1 of Legally Blonde that's like, I am so much better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the end, she does very much go, than before, and then she takes a breath and comes in flat again, and it goes on for so long, and it's very unfortunate.
Oh no!
I think that
song should not exist like that. That doesn't.
Don't be doing that to these young ladies.
No, 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 no. Okay, so you know the opening song where it's like, this dress has to seal the deal. There's a video of the person who's like, Courtney, take your break. And she holds the note. It's on like a live news channel. And she holds the note over Laura Bell Bundy's intro note. Like she just keeps singing over her. Because she's like, we're on TV. This is my chance. And I was like, kill it. Kill it.
Go off, sis.
Steal the moment.
Go all the way off. Okay. The main question of this podcast, I have not even gotten to yet.
Oh my God.
What were your slumber parties like growing up?
They were weird. My mom, I would only ever really have slumber parties if I was having a birthday party. And my mom was obsessed with like doing big themes. So the one that I really remembered was there was a movie called like Soldiers versus Aliens or something. I don't know. It was like about toys that fought each other.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so my whole birthday party was themed like that. And so we had, like, it started with a scavenger hunt. We had to search all over the house. And then we had to, like, pretend like we were digging. And so they put dirt all through the garage. And we, like, had to crawl through the dirt. And then when we got outside of the garage, she had, like, gotten all these turtles and snakes and, like, people that came to, like, wrangle them out in our backyard, and we like got to play with snakes and stuff, and she was like, these are the aliens, and I was like, but those are turtles, those aren't aliens. Anyway, it was just like that was the level of which my birthday parties were, and those were slumber parties. So we did one that was like R.L. Stein, oh. where every room in the house was like a different Goosebumps story, and she hired a bunch of neighborhood kids to dress up its characters and scare us. Yeah, my mom likes to throw parties. Like, she's the reason I am the way I am. Like, she knew how to do it.
She was a showman. She was going in.
She was the greatest showman. She scammed the whole neighborhood for Avon. And then she spent all that money on my birthday party.
Hell yeah, for Avon. That is lit. I loved, every town has a mom like your mom. And mm-hmm. I loved going to that birthday party every year.
Oh, and it would be like, we'd always let three kids come early while everything was being set up. And then the three of us would go with my dad to the movie store to pick out the movies that we were going to watch. And then at the end of the night, my mom would set up like cots and stuff in the downstairs living room. And we would just watch movies all night. She was like, I know you guys are going to stay up until whenever. So she'd just like hit play on the movies.
Oh,
and just come down and check us every 2 hours.
Is there
and let us just like stay up and drink sugar all night.
Oh, the greatest feeling in the world, drinking like a full case of Coca-Cola with your friends playing Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. Yeah.
And just screaming and running back and forth.
Also, the greatest feeling in the world, going to the movie store with your parents and being like, I'm gonna fucking pick out whatever I want here.
And one time I picked out one of those Scream movies. And my dad was like, are you sure you want to watch this? And that's when me and my friends all learned about ejaculation. Not on each other, but like in the movie.
But also on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
What were yours like?
I'm sure
you've talked about it a million
times. I was a bedwetter. Actually, people don't usually ask me back, so I love that you asked me that. I was a bedwetter. So I had like a lot of fear around them and a lot of like trauma. I would like be so hoping that I could go spend the night at somebody's house, but I would be in like full panic mode the whole time, just being like, I'm about to piss on this kid's floor. And
full tea, I would wear pull-ups. I was a bedwetter. My mom would sneak me pull-ups and she'd be like, don't let anyone see you in these, otherwise everyone will talk about it.
It's curtains.
And so it's curtains for you, kid. It's curse, baby. The whole school's gonna know and I'm unadopting you. No, so she would just be like, she would give me big old baggy pants and she'd be like, try not to move a lot. Like, she would give me tips on how to get away with, like, not getting caught wearing, like, basically a diaper because I was a bedwetter.
Yeah. A diaper is a great idea. I don't know why I never did that. How long did you wear the diaper?
I can't even remember. It was definitely, I was probably stopped around 8 or 9.
Okay. I stopped at 16.
Ooh. That just sounds like a weak bladder.
I have a really weak bladder, a really small bladder, and I was like an insanely sound sleeper. So I just like didn't wake up. My body like wouldn't wake me up when it should have.
Do you get those dreams though where you're like you've gotten up and walked to the bathroom and then you just start peeing?
No, not that kind of dreams, but I get the kind of dreams, you know, when your body tries to wake you up because you have to go to the bathroom and it's like you're falling or something or someone's trying to murder you, but then you wake up right before the bad thing happens. I get those dreams, but the bad thing happens and then more bad stuff happens. Isn't that scary?
That's horrifying.
It's really scary. I mean, it doesn't happen as much anymore now that I'm like, have a little more control over my functions and my body wakes me up.
There's something wrong.
It would be like the most horrible thing you could possibly imagine, like you know, your all of your family dying or something that would happen.
Because for most people, like, I know there's I forget the name of it, but there's in psychology it's like the moment of like realization that it's not real and that's what kicks you out of it,
right?
So you just live through it
and then it would get worse and worse and worse.
Oh no.
And then I'd wake up in a pile of piss.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I did trade out the pee when I turned like 19. I traded it out for my own vomit because I would drink so much. So I would vomit in my sleep when I was older.
Oh my god, that's so dangerous.
I know. I would wake up and just be like, "What is all this?" And I was like, "Oh, that's the food that I ate before I went to sleep." Isn't that crazy? I'm shocked that I'm still here.
That is so crazy. I'm glad you're still here.
Thank you.
I'm glad you didn't go full Breaking Bad.
Oh, I know.
I mean, come on. Okay. Did you have any like musical theater things that you listened to when you were a kid? Like what's Meatball's album? Is it Wicked?
It's kind of like a mix of a bunch of different albums, but I will say right now I'm obsessed with, have you ever heard Sutton Foster singing Astonishing from Little Women?
Saw it on Broadway when I was 18 years old and I wept.
She goes, Astonishing, Astonishing! She just screams it! I'm obsessed with that. I think the Little Shop of Horrors original film recording is like my go-to. What's her name? Ellen Green. Ellen Green. Her voice.
Perfect.
I like anybody who has like such a character-specific voice. Like I'm obsessed with her. It's just so good.
Meatball, I saw her do it. They did the Encores like revival of that.
Yes.
And I saw her for 2 nights only. She's like in her mid-60s, I think, now. She's only played that role basically like her whole fucking life. She did it in London. She did it off-Broadway, like all over the world and the movie. And she got pretty much typecast into that role. And so she's only ever really done that and like a couple other things here and there. And so she did it with Jake Gyllenhaal, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
She's so good.
She was like, and then he gave her the final bow at the end, and she started sobbing and just looking out at all of us like, you know, thank you. Thank you for letting me do this for you. It was so cool.
Oh my God.
It was, and her singing Somewhere That's Green was like it was like a next humongous level. Theater, and you could hear a pin drop. It was so lit. That music is so good.
That music in that musical is so good. I mean, from the opening fucking note, just I want one day, that'll be what gets me the Tony. Now, wait, I know that in the UK they did one with Vicky Vox playing the monster plant. and she was incredible. I like got to see that one when I was over there, and it was so good.
You got to see it?
Yeah, because she starts as like wearing just like a skin tight costume and like is a plant, and then slowly as the play progresses, she gets bigger, and like they start adding pieces and her wig gets bigger, and like it's like, I don't know, it's good to see a physical representation of it that isn't a puppet. And it was very strange, but the way they did it was all very Tim Burton-y, so it just like worked. I don't know. If it ever comes to America, I would go see that one for sure.
I'm gonna need to absolutely see the shit out of that show. Also, back to Astonishing, there is a young lady who I found on TikTok, who is, I think, 16 years old. She sings Astonishing in her random ass high school in the middle of nowhere America, and it's the best thing I've ever heard. I'm gonna send it to you after this. Her name's Elise Bell, and I could not believe what I was hearing.
Well, there is one Elphaba who I heard sing that song in high school. Her name is Emily Cook. And she was an Elphaba, maybe on Broadway, maybe just the touring cast. I don't know.
She did the tour.
And I've never seen the video of her performing. I've just heard that it's incredible. But she was the one who introduced me to Astonishing when we were at Interlochen Arts Academy. And she sang that. She came in as a freshman. And so one of the things is like your first like interview at the school is like you sit down with everyone that's in the theater and you do a monologue or a song in front of everybody at the school, basically. So you're performing in front of 500 students, and she came out and sang Astonishing and just slayed it as a freshman. And that was her like, I'm here to shit on all of you. And it was incredible. Shit was so good. I went out there, I tried to sing and then quickly switched to a monologue. I like started a song, and then I was like, no, you know what, I'm gonna do it. Stop the music.
That's so good. That's such a good sketch idea.
I know. Oh, don't make me sing.
Oh, no. Actually, I'll be doing a dance piece. A 5-6-7. Oh, my God. That's incredible. Okay, back to the Dreamgirls conversation.
Mm-hmm.
My new question for this podcast is a hard one, and it's, if we were at a slumber party together, what YouTube video would you want to put on? I know it could be, or it could be many YouTube videos, but I, after this conversation, would have to show you either we would watch together the Dreamgirls Oscars performance.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yes.
They're all in red. And it's like Jennifer Hudson comes up from like the bottom of the stage, and then Beyonce comes up, and they're just like riffing at each other back and forth. And then Anika Noni Rose comes out, and she hits this insanely high soprano note. And she's like, that's how it's done on Broadway, bitches. And it's
we're not in a recording studio right now. This is an audience. This is how to perform. If there was one video that I would want to put on, it would be a video of a summer camp performance of Jekyll and Hyde, where a girl has gotten mono and lost her voice before having to sing A New Life. And the whole time, and I've looked for this video, she is like, a new life. There is nothing I would give to have a new life. And she tries to sing the whole song. And because she can't hit the notes, her body, she starts doing that song. If you know anything about that song, she's about to die. So she's singing about like maybe moving on. And she's like in bed in her lingerie singing before Dr. Jekyll comes to kill her. This girl jumps up on the bed, which is a theater bed, so it's just a wood plank, and you can hear like the of her feet, and she's like doing all this just trying to make up for the fact that she can't hit the notes. It's incredible. I will have someone else has seen it.
Please, if you know where this video is in the comments, please send it to us. That sounds so
I just
good.
Changed my mind. I think that in my ideal Wicked, it would be Trisha Paytas as Glinda.
Wait, who's that?
Trisha Paytas is an online YouTube celebrity who has been on literally every reality TV show possible. She's obsessed with musicals. She cannot sing, and she pays like upwards of $10,000, $15,000 for just videos of her in musicals. Like, she pays to put on one number from like Beetlejuice. Like, and she does the full song as the Green Lady in Beetlejuice, and like pays all these actors to be a part of it. And it is a music, it looks Broadway quality, but it's her voice and it's bad. So go watch Trisha Paytas. She is like the iconic internet star. It's so good.
Okay, I'm gonna need to see that. That sounds really, really remarkable. Before we head over to the Patreon.
Wait, I have to play you.
Please play me.
Do you know who this is?
Oh, are we doing Guess That Alphaba?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Was there something else you wanted to do?
I was going to do something else, but please, let's play Guess That Alphaba.
Well, no. Well, okay. I mean, it's your show. What were you going to do?
I was just going to... We're going to play two rounds of Summer Party Cootie Catcher, Dream Catcher. Do you remember this? Playing these as a kid?
I do. We're going to tell the future. Do you remember MASH?
Oh, my God. MASH. I never really...
Mansion Apartment Studio Dump? No.
House? Dump? Maybe. I don't remember. If you know, if you remember the rules of MASH,
had to be bad.
Put it in the comments for sure. Mansion, apartment, studio.
Maybe it wasn't studio. One of them had to be like, I thought one of them was like a trailer.
You're right. It was. I don't remember. Somebody, because I know like,
I'd love to live in a mansion. I'd love to live in an apartment. I love living in a studio.
Do you want to play? Do you want to know your future? Your wicked future or your gay future?
My wicked future. Because okay. I'd love to be an extra in the musical. You know, if we were to do Wizard of Oz, I would like to be the Scarecrow.
100%. I see that for you. Mm-hmm. If we were to do Wizard of Oz, I would like to be Auntie M.
I see that for you.
Oh, Shaq. Thank you, Sydney Asher. Shaq. Oh,
thank you.
Mansion, apartment, Shaq. Or house? Or homeless?
Homeless. Now that's a more fun way to play.
Yeah, that's it's a like... way. Okay, pick a color. This is your future.
Red.
R-E-D. Pick a number between 3, 4, 7, and 8.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, pick a number between 5, 6, 2, and 1.
2.
2. Your wicked future. Fiero finally asks you out. But the candle lights his little scarecrow ass on fire. And you kill him and you go to jail forever.
Well, give me a bucket of water, baby. I'm out of here. Oh! You know what I mean?
Also, I just watched the episode of Dracula where you guys had to pretend to be the Wicked Witch was melting. God. And I was like, oh my God, this is so perfect for me, Paul.
Oh my God. Melting. Well, here's the thing. How did she make it that far in her life without ever coming into contact with water? That is like not ever talked. It's not talked about in the book. It's not talked about in the play at all.
Yeah, they really, there's some interesting things in fantasy TV shows and novels where you're like, how the fuck? I'm rewatching Buffy right now, and I'm like, these motherfuckers never stepped out in the sun.
Yeah, they never saw the sun. Oh, he's 400 years old and he's attracted to a 16-year-old girl. Okay,
problematic.
I
see problems here. Yeah, that's bizarre. She should have gotten wet.
Also, I never realized that she was supposed to be 16. Why didn't we just put her in college? Why did she have to be a high schooler?
Buffy?
Yeah. Because the original movie.
Because the original movie, but also it loses some of its shine, some of its magic when she goes to college. There's something fun about her being like young and impressionable, like this powerful, impressionable person. When she's in college, she's just kind of like sad and she fucks people and then they don't call her back.
Ain't that the truth?
I need some escapism. Okay, are you ready to play Guess That Alphabet? Are you going to throw me one? Okay.
I want you to guess this alphabet. Okay. I don't think I've made you do it before. Let me just... Oh. Can you hear that?
I can hear it. Oh fuck. Is that? I don't know boys as well. I want to say
it's a lady boy. It's the boy that dresses like a lady.
It's is it from Glee Project, Alex Newell?
No.
Is it
this Ginger Minj? No, but you're getting closer. They were on a season of Drag Race.
It's the Vivian.
Yes, it is the Vivian. Oh, it's gone. But it was the Vivian.
The Vivian.
The Vivian. She gave us that good old bring me down.
Did I tell you that I was on the WoW Presents Plus show that she won Drag Race UK for, the Vivian Takes Hollywood? And
no!
I walked up to her and I was like, I thought she was so fucking fierce on that show. So I was like, hey, I'm a big fan. I was like, are you here from, I was like, are you, or after this, are you going back to London? And she was like, oh, I live in Liverpool. And I was like, that's what I said. That's London. I was dead serious.
Are you not aware that to us, London is anything over there?
Anything over there. It's like,
I live in Liverpool.
I live in Liverpool. I was seriously like, what? I was like, what does that, does it mean anything to me? Where is Genovia? That's all I care about.
I hate that bitch. I hate Anne Hathaway.
I could talk about that for 12 hours. I saw her in Bride Wars with Kate Hudson before it was popular to hate her. And I remember being like, oh, she's very self-serious person and she has doesn't have great comedic timing and it's frustrating to watch her.
Yeah. That's the tea on her.
That's the tea on Ms. Hathaway. All right, we're going to have
I'm so glad that you guessed that. I can't believe that you did it, but congratulations.
I'll be honest, you played that for me on Sloppy Seconds.
I thought I did. I thought I was going to stump you. I was like, oh, I got a great one.
I got a good one. So I was like, wait. But on Sloppy Seconds, I did get it.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I think I did. So you do. Okay.
First, I guess, I don't know, I'm an American Idol person. But then I got that it was the Vivian. I think once you guys said it was a drag queen, I was like, that really narrows it down. But I did say the Vivian was my first guess.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, one last wicked thing. If it was a movie, I could see Meryl Streep as Madame Morrible. Yeah.
Oh, I could totally see that. Would she do it though?
And Stanley Tucci as the wizard. That would actually, I would see that.
That would actually be such a gag.
Yes.
It's got to be somebody like that who's really, you love them and then you're shocked at how sly and horrible they are.
Yeah.
And he can do it. Yeah, I want that.
Oh yeah.
Dan Turner says, Meatball, you look great. You really do. You look so fierce. Thank you for
thank you.
Looking so wicked themed this evening.
Well, it's actually a little elf costume, but I was like, you know, it's green.
It reads very Elphaba.
I'm here to kill somebody. Well, she did. She killed a lot of people.
She murdered.
In the book, I could have sworn in the book that she fucked the broom, but apparently the broom just tries to get a little saucy with her.
I don't remember that part of the book.
Knocks it away.
But I love
it. It's when she's learning to fly on the broom and it apparently just like goes up and like tickles her nethers and she's like, stop it.
Here's my question though. She's not supposed to get wet.
Yeah. Well, she's also not human. Well, she is.
What's going on there?
What's going on down in that puss?
Is she dry? Is Elphaba dry down there?
She got that Sahara pussy. I just want to know how she doesn't stink. Like, how is she bathing? They just don't talk about it.
Yeah. How does she use an Axe body spray? Febreze?
Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know about that. Michael Henry just joined and said, I want the ghost of Judy Garland to play the wizard.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
That would be interesting.
Michael Henry, go back to watching Hillbilly Elegy. Get real.
Yeah, go back to watching that bullshit. I would like a couple songs in that.
That should be a musical.
That would be lovely. That would be a musical.
That is the musical version of MASH. Mansion, apartment, shack, or homeless. And Glenn Close, she gets a big shack solo.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're going to go over to the Patreon.
Yes.
Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel and listen. This will be out on audio version very soon. But before we do, Meatball, where can the people find you? Where can they follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at Spiciest Meatball, or you can listen to my podcast, Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. It's not actually mine. I'm a co-host, but just go listen to it, baby.
You got to listen to Sloppy Seconds. It's so fucking good. And Dipper has been on this podcast before as well. So it's
ooh,
a whole family
yeah,
affair.
Baby. Yay.
All right. So we're going to head on over to the Patreon, but thank you guys so much for watching. And thank you, Meatball.
Thank you.